The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You don't want a bulldog, it's gonna die.
Maybe I still have PTSD from Regan's baby. Still
maybe.
Buried in there a little bit.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There was other ways to warn her. So many other ways. Yeah.
I'm glad I bounced before that happened. I couldn't handle the cringe.
Yeah, I got no defense, really.
Oh, zero. So bad. All right, I want to give a trigger warning here because I am talking about Taylor Swift. I know how that gets everyone riled up. So Taylor Swift turned 35 on Friday, December 13th. And, you know, when you are in a new relationship, you really want to impress them with their birthday, with the birthday gifts that you're going to get them. There's a lot of pressure the first couple of years. This is their second birthday they're spending together, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. What do you get a billionaire? And allegedly, he spent $175,000 on birthday presents, the price of a small condo just for one birthday. So I figured we could play The Price is Right, Taylor Swift Billionaire Edition. So there are five items here that he allegedly gave her for her birthday. So this is all going to add up to $175,000. So keep that in mind when you are giving your guesses.
I am bowing out because I saw this list this morning.
So
you guys are on it.
Okay. All right. So just Mo, Cassie, and if you want to, and then Kristen. So the first item that Travis Kelce allegedly gave Taylor Swift for her birthday were 35 luxury flower arrangements from The Million Roses. 35 because she turned 35. So one bouquet for every year of life.
So not 35 roses, but 35 bouquets of roses.
35 luxury flower arrangements from The Million Roses.
I'm going to say 10,000.
Okay.
That's a good guess, 10K. Roses are expensive, too.
You don't care about expensive. I just looked it up. He's making $17 million this year.
Yeah, I'd be so annoyed if I got this gift. I'm going to say $12,000.
Okay.
I will say $15,000.
Okay, it goes to Mo.
Wow.
But you're not even close. It's $19,325 for 35 luxury flower arrangements. So nearly $20,000 just for flowers that are going to die.
They're just going to die, right, Bert?
Yeah. Here's the problem, too, man. As you go this over the top in the first couple of years, you're going to have to do this your whole relationship where she's going to be like, do you remember when? You better be prepared to do this every single year.
Yeah, she's a billionaire. I'm sure she'll find the cash somewhere. Okay, the second gift, it was a rose gold day date 36 Rolex.
Rolex. I'm going to say 90K.
Okay.
I know nothing about Rolexes except that they could feed an entire homeless population. So 120K.
Okay.
75K.
Yeah, you're all wrong. You guys way overcompensated for this. It was $60,000.
Poor!
Low-end
what are
Rolex.
They, broke?
Yeah.
He couldn't even get a good Rolex.
The third gift, it's a Tiffany & Company gold split cuff bracelet featuring a heart engraving on the inside. So you got to account for the engraving. It might cost an extra $100.
Really quick, did she share all this online?
I was just having that thought because it's starting to feel like companies paid for a little bit of T-Swift advertising.
Now, can you imagine if she shared this information? That's all alleged. This is this is a list that came out on the internet. I'm sure none of this is true, but we need games, Chris. And there's no news.
You know what else he got her? A subscription to the Burt Show Bonus BS Podcast.
All right,
you
really?
Can find it at theburtshow.com. Perfect holiday gift.
And also did a donation to Burt's Big Adventure in her name, which was awesome.
Same source, yeah.
All right, Tiffany & Company gold split cuff bracelet featuring a heart engraving on the inside.
I'm going to go 90K.
Okay.
I'm going to go 6K.
I will go right in the middle, like 50.
Okay, this one goes to Cassie. $22,000 for a gold split cuff bracelet. All right, last two. An Elsa Peretti open heart bracelet.
Those are really pretty.
Is that like a real heart? Like he took it out of another human being and gave it to her?
Yeah.
Because he can do that.
It's the prize you get for being the biggest Swiftie.
Yeah, there's like goat's blood in it too.
Elsa Peretti. So she's a designer as well for Tiffany with all those heart necklaces.
Don't they make tires?
Elsa Peretti?
What?
Oh,
is
Peretti
anybody
tires?
Else?
Pirelli.
You're an idiot. Like heart jewelry? Not my bag, man.
Yeah, mine
either.
Yeah,
it's not mine either.
Yeah.
Though I do own some. 12K.
Okay.
I'm going to say 10K.
Okay.
20.
All right, this one goes to Mo. $25,000. All right, last one. For a necklace, pendant, and matching earrings from Van Cleef and Arpels Alhambra collection. Van Cleef, very fancy, very bougie.
Very bougie, not very demure. I'm going to say $50,000.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Van Cleef's really expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm going $35,000.
Okay.
Yeah, if the math is math, and it's about $45,000 left, so $45,000.
Whoa, Mo, you got this one right on the money. Wow.
The math was there.
$47,850. Congratulations to my favorite capitalist, Taylor Swift. Love this for you. Jamie Foxx is recovering after he was attacked at his own birthday party. I'm going to explain what happened on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.